Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome. And it's so good to be here because, boy, it's been interesting around here. Who's had a crazy week? Because I have. But we're still here. So yesterday, working to get the show ready for today, and it was all about the 11 numbers with angels in November, and we have a full moon, a Taurus blue full moon coming. It's going to be an interesting next few days. You're probably going to hear some noise here and there in my background because there's about 15, 20 contractors around the house. Have to fix it, and they showed up today. So we're thankful that they're fixing things. But anyway, so I can't do anything about that if you hear anything like that. Other than that, I don't know about you guys, but boy, has it been a crazy, crazy time. So we are going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this Taurus blue moon. You know, it's a rare blue moon. That's on Halloween, October 31st. But it will herald in for November. And we're going to really focus on November's energy. And it's going to be something we really need. And I hear the banging. I don't know about you guys. I know. I'm so sorry about that. But we're going to hear it through the show. And I didn't want to not be here again. It was even worse last week. That's why I didn't do one last week. So we are here. I really wanted to do this show for you. So, but November has two angel numbers popping up, 1111 and 111. And we can work with that energy. We can work with those numbers and those angel numbers at any time. We'll talk about that meaning of those. And you may be seeing them a lot anyway. A lot of people have, because we're in such transformative times. Those numbers are very much about pay attention to what you're focusing on. You're manifesting quite quickly. And it's about change in transformative times. And what was interesting is I did get the validation because I wasn't sure if I was going to have to delay the show today, but I had a beautiful confirmation like, no, go for it. The universe was really saying, don't worry about the noise, do it anyway. As I was putting the show in yesterday and I finally got it all together and I'm posting, and then I looked at the clock and it was 1:11 p.m. and I went, okay, now that's a synchronicity. Didn't try to do that. It just happened to be in the moment that I posted it, I got the 111. And today is my awesome co-host, Emmy, my dog, that sometimes you hear her chime in. She turned 11 today. So we feel a little emotional about that. She's 11 and she's doing amazing. She's an amazing dog and she's been my best friend for quite a bit now. But she is having a birthday today, and her birthday, she turned 11. So I have a lot of 11s going on. I found that very interesting as well. So those are confirmations to me that, yes, we're going to do this anyway. We are going to power through and do this anyway because it's such a good message today. So I wanted to let you know that it's been like, stay focused, don't get distracted, you know. And sometimes, you know, you have to just go, okay, universe, I'm going to just put this in your hands and let it be. So this was an example of what I mean of how you would work with this. And sometimes the challenges or the things that seem like an obstacle really aren't an obstacle. They're just to help us know that nothing can really get in the way of our manifesting when we really put our minds to it. And focus of your thoughts is a big deal with that. So what we have is October's 31st moon. Let's start with that. We're going to talk about that moon a little bit because the month of October was a very intense energy month. You're still probably feeling some of that. Intense. Yes, it's been a very tension feel to it. But why is that? And we've been talking about October, but this is going to wrap it up with the second full moon to release all that. This is a Taurus full moon that comes in on October 31st. And you may feel some of the tension, but what it's doing is it's bringing to the surface, and Taurus is more about the emotional and heartfelt, like the things that are really rattling your cage, so to speak, or really, you know, chapping you kind of a thing, you know, that gets under your skin, the things that really trigger you. What are they? What's reflecting back to you in your environment, your universe, your interactions with people, things like that? They can be clues and messages as to where you are in your journey for healing and ascension. And I thought, wow, that's a powerful message. We feel a little weary from 2020. 2020 has been a year of constant upheaval, change, tension, you know, trying to everybody get on the same page, which can be challenging. We're all feeling all of that right now, obviously. But we're going to focus on what's past that because we have had this opportunity to truly release the things that are just getting in our own way. Okay, the things that we just feel like we can't get past or we can't let go of or we can't forgive, we can't, you know, all that we can't kind of mindset. That's a thought process. That's a belief that we can't. And in law of attraction and manifesting, we want to take that apostrophe T off that and we can. We can, we are, we will, and you shift it. Sometimes we don't believe it when we first do that. That's what the affirmations help with. But I have found that it truly does make a difference when we shift the perspective of something. We shift the perspective that instead of it's, oh, it's all ruined, to no, it's all good. It's just going to go differently than what I had planned. And there's always something beneficial that we can grow and learn from. So I really wanted to put that out there and let you know that. Now, let's talk about that little bit on the moon here. The moon, let me get to it. There it is. Okay, so Halloween moons are magical anyway. You know, it's Halloween, a full moon. But honestly, did you know that that doesn't happen very often? I think I want to say 19 years. It's 15 to 19 years that it'll actually fall on Halloween, somewhere in there. Don't want to get so tied up on that exact number. I just want you to know it doesn't happen very often because Halloween and that time of the year is known with the thinning of the veil. We honor, you know, it's like Day of the Dead. They honor the people that have crossed over. That's more of an honoring of that. That's really a tradition of the Halloween. I mean, it got commercialized and everybody has fun with it. But this year, we're all probably feeling it quite differently. Quite differently, right? We're probably feeling quite a bit of a different experience with holidays coming up with the whole, you know, pandemic thing. But let's look at this a little bit. Full moons are about releasing. October had two of them. We had one at the beginning in Libra, and now we have this one in Taurus. So it's going to wrap it up and clean it up. You want to take advantage of releasement, anything that is just difficult. This moon in particular, the part that'll feel a little weird if you're not already feeling it, I've already been feeling a little bit of it as it approaches, but what it does is you'll feel the things that you probably would rather avoid or not deal with because it's an emotional and heartfelt, and you'll probably feel sensitive to the things that may come up, things that maybe you buried for a long time, but they really are coming up to help you. They're truly coming up for you to just go, you know what? I really do have to let this go and move on. Or, you know, things are going to fall away, that type of thing. It's wrapping it up for what's coming now, because we're in those last couple of months coming up here for this year. So this is preparing us for 2021. So right behind that full moon of all that letting go on November 1st is a 111 day. That's a powerful angel number. Let's talk about that number. That number itself brings a thinning of the veil, if you want to talk about that. You have an easier connection intuitively with angels or higher dimensions, your connection to the universe, your connection to your higher self type of thing, your guardian angels, your spirit guides. And when you see it all the time, that means angels are with you. They're reminding you, we're with you. You're not by yourself. You're not alone. And things that are unfolding are for your best and highest path or good. So when you see that number a lot, and a lot of people do when things are changing a lot in life, so a lot of people have been for the last several years, smile when you see that number, no matter how many ones you see all at once. Some of them, you might see one, you might see a couple, you might see three or four. Sometimes you see five ones, you see a lot. But whatever's going on for you is to help you grow and to help you gain a higher path. And it's for you. And it's not to make you suffer. But what we do is we can shift how we're really our perspective with it. Oh, I've had to do that a lot too. Let me tell you. And you can change this energy. You can take this energy, tune into it, because it's right on top of the full moon, which is going to bring that up as well. And then the very next day, so 2 days in a row, is a great time to work with the angels, to just take time to connect, close your eyes, and just be, and just give the honor to your higher self, your connection that you have. That's an amazing connection. If you had any opportunity other than this, I mean, you can use it all the time, but this is a real strong energy that'll happen on November 1st. Really good there. Okay. I wanted everybody to know that. And that's a couple of days before the big November 3rd day. I'm not even going to go into that, that we don't focus on all that in this show. We want to focus on spirituality and metaphysics here. So when we go into... That's when Mercury goes direct, actually, on November 3rd. That's what I want to talk about. It's been in retrograde. It's going to go direct on November 3rd, and it goes in the sign of Libra, okay, after being all this retrograde since October 13. And it will not go back into retrograde again until January 30th of 2021. So we'll be direct. So that means pay attention to what is intuitively nudging you. Pay attention to how you feel, what's right for you. What's your intuition telling you? It may be different from somebody else, but what's your intuition telling you? And it's not about rushing something. It's not about pushing or forcing it. It's about finding a way to flow in harmony with whatever project or new idea you have or whatever you have going on. So that's the tip right there for that one. Is you want to trust the timing that the universe brings to your life. Trust the timing. I had to do that today. I mean, if I had canceled again, I wouldn't be giving you this message, right? If I had, you know, waited because it was too noisy, it was like, no, do it anyway. The universe was very clear letting me know, do the show anyway. I had to trust that. And I did, and I'm glad I did. Okay, I really am glad to be here. This is an important message. So it's like that. You're just, no, I don't understand it. I don't see it. But intuitively, it's like, no, they're letting you know. And you're picking that up, that you want to keep going and power on with whatever it is you have going on. Now, you could feel unusual delays or things don't seem to be panning out the way you expected. when it goes direct, but just hang on. This is where we will have to apply some patience and practice it. I know that lesson is crazy, right? But there is magic in that 11 number. It comes up again on November 11th. That's the 11-11 day. That's even more powerful than a 1-1-1 day. That's a very powerful that you are aligned and ready to manifest everything that you have in your heart, your passions, your true desires. What is it that you want to do? It's a very strong energy of wisdom and truth that comes from your heart. You want to listen to that. That's on November 11. You want to work with this energy again. These are strong messages coming in from angels, and they're excited to work with us. We just have to take the time to set aside time in our day and make it an important priority. Like just acknowledging, yeah, I have this intention that I want to work with this energy. There you go. That's what you do with it. So, and then it's a good day to think about the future and what you want to create with your intentions. That's a very good day. November 1st is too, but it'll be even strong. Do it that day, but then do it again. It's even stronger on November 11. It's definitely worth the effort to focus on what you want to create moving forward. That's what you want to think about. It's a very powerful energy for connecting with your angels. So I wanted to put that out there. So that's the first couple of weeks. And then we've got a few more things that are going on with there. That's just the first part of it. We have a little bit more energy that's going on in November that I want to point out to you because it is a good month, strong, good energies. We feel weary from October, I know. So don't waste the energy of the full moon releasement. Actually, just do it. You know, and honestly, you could do it right now. You just, it's not like this has to be, I've never had it happen for me that way. I know a lot of people do a lot of ritual stuff. I get that. I totally respect that. It's never been like that for me. I literally just have the intention and I think it's different for everybody. If you need ritual, if you need to have focus, or you're not the distraction, things like that, then do that. Sometimes I just walk about my day and I go, I have this intention to do this. And I really put that focus on the intention and it works. If that works, then do that. Sometimes you need to be actively doing something. I don't think there's a right or wrong way. I think you need to find the way that works for you. I'm sharing what's worked for me. I'm sharing how I do it. And I've seen how a lot of other people do different rituals, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I encourage whatever works for you, do that. That's what I'm saying to you. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to catch up and say hello and see what's going on over in the chat. If you have any questions, we have YouTube live streaming going on. We're also live streaming over on Facebook with our network, and they will let me know if anything comes through over there. So thank you to Olivia, who helps me out on the show now. And we will go from there. Let me take that quick break and we will get powering on with more information on November's energy and angel numbers. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Angel Lady.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back to the show. All right. I was over catching up and hello to everyone in the YouTube chat. It's good to see you guys there. Yes, we are praying for everything, actually. I see things in there that it's like, I agree. We pray for the best of everything out there for ourselves personally, for us as a collective, everything, governments, everything. Absolutely. I agree with that. There's no such thing as being late. Journey to Becoming Me. It's so good. You're here. We always have archives if you want to get the first part. I want to say good morning to Beth. Robin, hello, Donna. Robin has a question. Let's see what that one is. My sister came to me in a dream last night. Ooh, she passed in 2007, and this is the first time. Any insight? Just got chills off. I'm smiling for you, Robin. That's a visit. That's a visit. A lot of times they will come in our dreams like that, especially random out of the blue like that. She was coming to let you know that she sees and feels and smiles when you're enjoying your life. And if you aren't, she wants you to enjoy it more. Literally, that's what just came into my head for you. Hoping that makes sense. That was kind of direct. Was she like that? No siblings, you know, you just blurt it out sometimes. But she just said she wants you to enjoy your life, that it makes her smile when she does. So, but they see that. They don't miss anything when they're on the other side, by the way. I think that's very beautiful. I've had my parents, both of my parents are passed over, and they come in occasionally. We have all kinds of interesting visits at times, and they do come in a lot of times within those few years. And I'm not saying there's a rule to that. Sometimes it's a very long gap after they pass before you even hear from them. But if you've been reaching out and you've been working intuitively to connect with these other dimensions, I believe that's what that was. It was a positive visit, regardless of how the dream seemed to play out, because dreams are so metaphoric. So you're looking for that metaphor in the dream. But absolutely, you just acknowledge something called lucid dreaming. I don't know if anybody that's listening to the show is familiar with that, but lucid dreaming is really cool. You know you're dreaming. It's like you have control of dreams. You know you're dreaming, and you can go in and work things out that you're having a hard time working out in conscious state. Your subconscious will work things out there. And you can actually do a lot of healing on issues that you have been struggling with through lucid dreaming. So I love lucid dreaming. I know I've been doing that since I was a child, and I know that I'm dreaming. And then if it's a scary dream and I go back, I'll go, no, I'm going back in and I'm going to change. I'm not going to run this time. I'm going to turn around and face it, that kind of stuff. So I really like that. Now she's replying. She says that makes sense. In the dream, she said she should have taught a sanity class as she laughed. Thank you. You're welcome. You know, those are little gifts when they come to visit us like that. So smile, say hello, tell them you love them. And one of the best joys that we can give them is to live our life as best and happy as we can. And, you know, we go through the tough times, but they just, it's a beautiful connection that you can have with someone that's passed over. It doesn't mean they're here and they're stuck in this dimension or anything like that. It just means that love crosses all boundaries. And when there's a connection, you can feel it through love. And if you love what you're doing and you have self-love and you're living your life, just live your life. Some people will stop living their life when someone passes over. They're in a lot of grief, and I understand the grief, and it hurts. And then eventually, I hope that anyone going through something tough like that can find a way to just live your life, because it's such a joy for you and the one that you're missing. Absolutely. So I think that's beautiful, Robin. I think it was a gift, and your sister came through to say hello to you and just lighten it up. Now, let's see, Journey to Becoming Me. I often get messages from the other side for others, but it seems that the amount of messages is increasing quite a bit, weird sort of, but it feels like so many more are crossing over right now. It does, and I wonder sometimes if it's because we have just such a digital connection that we get the news so much quicker. But yes, there is a large amount of people moving on. And when we look at it from the way that I understand it, I mean, nothing, our soul never dies. It's just ready to move on. And sometimes there's like a group going and things like that. I know it just seems so crazy, but there is a lot of beautiful things that are happening right now. Sometimes people literally, and I've seen this before, they never intended with their soul contract to be here the whole time. They just came for that, to play that part, if that's a made way to make sense. And it all, and a lot of them will go over to the other side, and they are busy having a full life. I've seen people that were absolutely struggling here, people suffering from physical illnesses or whatever, and then they cross over, and these are family members too that I know. And I will have visits from them, and they are so happy. They are just, they're fantastic. They want to come in and let you know that they're happy and they're doing well. Most of the time, that's what it is. It's not a sadness, because this world is really more of a temporary when it comes to, you know, what we're doing here. Now the chat's getting active and moving fast now, I see. So let's see here. Let me see if I can catch up. We've got some people. Let's see. I'm trying to catch up. This is Karen. I've been having a feeling of buying property in Mexico. Do the angels think this is something I should do? Do you trust your feeling? This is what Michael is asking me to ask you. He came in just like that. He's Archangel Michael. Is one to work with. So if you have any second guesses or fears or anything like that, how often, and he's asking you to answer these questions, and it's the answer for you. It's like, how often do you feel that way? If it's consistent, or does it keep changing? And if there's a fear in place, what's causing it? Because if this is a passion, if this is feeling right for you and it's consistent, in my humble opinion, and if it were me, I would definitely pursue that. Look to see why, what's the obstacle, what's causing me to be hesitant if I am. because they want you to trust your intuition. So your intuition is telling you to keep getting a feeling to buy property. If you feel very strongly and it feels right, what works for me on that is if it brings me peace. If I feel unsettled with the decision, then I don't. If I feel peace about it, then I move on and do it. Right now, you can wait. There's no rushing. That's the energy of the universe right now, is don't feel like you have to push anything if it's not settled yet. In about a month or two, you may have a better, clear answer on whether you want to do that. These are the things that are coming from Michael. So it's not like tell you yes or no to do that. It's about answering and helping you make that decision, because it's a decision for you to make on that. So I hope that made sense. Let's see, what else have we got here? Let's see. Hello, Robert. Good stuff, Dr. Jen. Any insight on Raziel number sequences? Well, we're doing the ones today, and we're working with November energy. So I've kind of got myself tuned into that, not to not answer your question, but it's not necessarily a Raziel sequence of numbers that I'm working with today or even popping in right now. It's more focusing on the angel energies of the ones. One is, if you took the one by itself, it's at the beginning, something brand new. And every time it's multiplied with another, it's more intensified. You can work with Raziel with that number because it's a manifesting angel. Absolutely. So yes, work with Raziel with the numbers. You can work with any of the angels, depending on what you have going on with these numbers, 111 or the 1111. It's more universal across the angelic realm, not necessarily one angel or the other. Just got angel goosebumps everywhere. Oh, that's awesome. Yes, I had them when I was answering Robin about her sister's visit. I had them. I could feel it. So your sister came in with some strong energy. So I was feeling that definitely that was a visit. I get the sensation when I know that's what that is. And that's how I know any of that. So here we go. Now, I want to move on because I have a little bit of time left in the show. And there's a few more things I want to talk about with November energy that are important. So we're going to move on from that. November 12th. That's the final Jupiter-Pluto conjunction. We had three of those this year, I believe. Yes, this is the final one. This is a major event in astrology. We've already been through two. This is the third and the final one for the year. So on a global level, it's kind of an alignment that brings change. Revolution to economy, finance, just that's what it is from the astrology lineup. It'll trigger things that are weak spots or emotional spots for you that have maybe needed to change for the last few years. So if you feel it like that, then that's a global level. That's a collective level. On a personal level, it may shine a spotlight on your situation financially. It may shine a spotlight to show you better ways to do what you're doing or not doing. It may be a good time to tune into the energy of abundance. There's your manifesting again. Work with those numbers ones. Yes. Because what are the ones? Let me remind you, if you're just tuning in, the ones are about manifesting your heart's true desire. What you focus on when you see those numbers. And if you don't like what you're focusing on when you see the numbers, it's something that I do all the time. I immediately change it and go, oh, no, I don't want to manifest that. Let's change it back over to what I want to, you know. And I use it as a practice to keep my frequency up higher, because the higher your frequency, the more you'll align with those things that you're trying to bring in. So it is a very good time. And that's on the November 12th with that Pluto conjunction. Pluto-Jupiter conjunction, because what is Jupiter? Jupiter's the planet of expansion. So when Jupiter's involved, we have a tendency to reach further than we did before. It's a great opportunity if you've been really wanting to try to do something differently or reach out in a different direction and you've been hesitant or nervous about it. Jupiter helps you kind of jump in with both feet and go for it. It's like that, where Pluto is about change, revolution, kicking it up, you know, all that stuff. So we'll be focusing on abundance in our lives. Financially is having a highlight spotlight here, but also not just financially, any other way in your life that you can find abundance. So on November 13, that was November 12, by the way, November 13, Mars has been retrograde all this time and will now go direct on the 13th. So Mars going direct and it went retrograde on September 9. Now it goes direct and it has no, now we finally have nothing in retrograde. I know, finally nothing in retrograde at that time. So Mars will ramp up speed because Mars is a go get it, go do it, be proactive energy. So when it goes direct, it's going to move forward. It's going to ramp it up. It's going to push things to change in a big way. Let's get it going. Let's get this project off the ground. So this energy that you feel that has been holding you back for a bit, that's going to change when that goes direct. That's a good energy for getting things done. That's a great energy for just getting the to-do list done, reaching your goals before the end of the year. What do you want to wrap up by the end of the year? What do you want in place? What do you want to change? So that's coming. Now, on November 14, that's a new super moon in Scorpio. So super new moon in Scorpio, what is that going to be about? That's the final super new moon of the year. We had three. This one's also called, and this one will be the final regular new moon before we have a new moon eclipse. Yeah, that's coming in December. So this one will bring us closer to higher vibrational energy that opens up when we come into September and into, sorry, December. Sorry, I was getting confused there. So under this new moon, you might feel like it's time to plant the new seeds. It's time to start the new, get the new project going, you know, get ready. So you will find that November is going to bring about, after all this holdup and releasing and sluggishness, it's going to start feeling like it's moving, it's changing, it's shifting, and you're going to feel ready to get some things done. So I look forward to that myself because I don't know if anybody else has experienced it, but no matter how much you plan in the last couple of months to have something going, it just isn't working. You have to wait it out. I've had that too. I'm still not giving up. You don't want to give up. It just means there's a timing for it. And you just need to hold off. But that's going to change here soon. It's really starting to shift and move forward. So that's a good one coming. On November 21, that's going to be a sun in Sagittarius. Okay, so Sagittarius, when we come out of Scorpio, which is kind of a fiery, watery, you know, I mean, a watery Scorpio, and that one's like a deep. Sometimes Scorpio can bring in deep wounds to heal. We're going to move into the fiery energy of Sagittarius. And that's a more adventurous, fired up kind of energy. That's, you know, let's get things done. You see? So all this sluggishness is like leaving in the next couple of weeks. Here again, it gets reiterated on the 21st. So we got fiery Mars moving, and then we have Sagittarius coming in. So now we've got this momentum and speed, and we've got, now we might, what you want to watch, it's a very optimistic time. But what you want to watch is not getting overwhelmed because now all of a sudden you're moving, going. Whoa, did I take on more than I should have? Just have a plan. You can be working on your plan right now. And then when the energy starts to move, you're ready. You know, go ahead and plan, organize, do your homework, do your research, whatever it is you're trying to do. Because it's going to really help get us boosted along. It's going to get us ready for 2021. And on November 29, we have Neptune going direct. It's been retrograde too. So it turning direct, leaving Uranus is the only one that'll be retrograde by then. This is going to be the first time in months that we've had like hardly any planets in retrograde. We've had so many. We were having at least like five or six at once at the first part of the 2020 years. There was a lot of it. That was giving us opportunity to figure out what we want to do different. So now we're going to be doing things different, it looks like. So now it's going to be time to get out of that confused, foggy feeling and start moving and feel things with clarity coming in. Neptune helps us find a clarity in the dreams and goals that we want. So if you look at this, and I like pointing these things out for the month coming up, because it's a wonderful time to see, okay, how can I use this energy for the best? And this is exactly what it is. If you've had confusion, fog, illusions, or just not sure with the Neptune going direct, this will clear things up for you a whole lot. So those that have been feeling like, I just don't know, or it's just so confusing, this is really going to help. Okay, so on November 30, that's when we have a lunar eclipse in Gemini. So that's the lunar eclipse. So that's a big event in November. That's the winds of change coming in. Oh, yes, that one's everything that needed to go is done. You may feel a focus on completion. The whole month of November is complete whatever is done so we can get to the next project. If you had to put it in one sentence, that's what I think it would be. It's like whatever needs finishing, do it so we can move on to the new one. And all the energies rolling in are doing that. The lunar eclipse in Gemini is going to be completion, illumination of truth, cleansing, restorative. I love that. Automatically, this will bring a state of balance. You'll feel like, wow, okay, finally, I feel like I'm back on the ground and I can go. I like that a lot. And we have, and that was after that was the blue moon on October 31st. So everything is starting with this Taurus blue moon on Halloween, October 31st. November has a lot of energy for doing everything new, changing, moving forward. So whatever you have that needs wrapping up, utilize that energy at the very beginning to do that. The numbers we talked about today, the 111, that's on November 1st, the 1111 on November 11th, great days to work with the energy. This is numerology energy. But angels intensify the message, and you can work with angels and the numbers. Put your focuses down. One of the best ways to do that, and I love when we make the lists or write it down or journal, but if you're trying to organize, like, how do I want to use the energies with the angels and the ones, put down on a list what you want to put your focus and intention on, okay, and clarify it. If you don't have clarity at the beginning of the month, you will a couple of weeks in, you will have some clarity, because all that energy that's rolling in for November is to bring all the clarity, help you have that confidence and move forward. It's a good time to really take some time to look at your list of how you want to move forward. What is old and stagnant that needs to shift and change? Do that now at the beginning. Work on that now with that full moon. Work on that within the next week. Do that. Then you're going to start manifesting. So I would say this is going to be a manifesting month. Law of attraction is about we attract what we are, you know, what we believe. I mean, it's not what we want as much as is what we are. So we may want something, but we attract it in when we become what we want. If you think about it that way, we can want all kinds of things. But if it's not what we are, if it's not what we're putting out into the universe, because you receive what you're putting out there, a lot of that's going to have to do with your thoughts and beliefs. That's a very powerful place to start. And if you struggle with that, ask the angels to help you with that specifically. Just say, hey, you know, just show me. They'll point it out. They're not going to just tell you everything. It won't be like that, but they will help point it out to you. Like they confirmed to me with all these ones today. No, do this. I've jumbled up a couple of words and then corrected it, but it's a passionate belief that I have that this energy works. I have used it in my own life. I can't make you believe me. I'm not even going to try. I'm just sharing what's worked for me, what has brought joy and happiness in, and what has helped me. I've gone through the tough parts of having to let things go. Some things took longer than others, but it's always been consistent that when I go with that and I know that that needs to fall away and I let it, things always improve. So it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, everybody's got their own unique thing. What you want to do is be clear within yourself on how to do that. It doesn't have to be how everybody else does it. It has to be what's right for you. That's where your intuition comes in. My intuition, your intuition, what I want for you all is to trust your own, because that's the way moving forward that I truly believe. I believe that we need to feel that empowerment from within and not feel helpless like, oh, okay, when I follow this or do it like that, it doesn't work for me. You need to feel connected to it. You need to feel that it resonates with you. It may or may not be anything I've said on how I do it. All I can do is just share, and maybe it will help you find the way that works for you. I very much believe that. Angels do not tell us what to do the way I see it. They guide us to trust and pick up on the connections. They also guide and let you know, yeah, you're on track. You're on track. Like, they'll do that. If you ask for them to let you know if you're off track, they will let you know that too. You'll know. And you'll know. You'll just know. They'll find a way to connect with you that works, that they know will work and get your attention. If you thought you saw a message from an angel, guardian angel, or a loved one, and you're not sure, it's like, was that a message or not? Ask for clarification. Say, I think this is what you were saying to me, but can I have clarification? Just ask. They will bring it to you a different way, or you'll find that there'll be a consistency. It may come in five different ways, but you'll see a consistent answer. Then you'll know. That's your validations. I've heard so many people tell me they don't even know if that's it. They'll get all the messages, and then they don't even trust that. That's working on trusting your intuition. Intuition is a very, very powerful tool. That's a gift that everyone has. I truly believe in the development and trust in your intuition is a way to go for all of us right now. I feel that we all have unique paths. We all have unique styles. And the goal is to connect and to be a part of it. We all take different routes there, but did you actually have the intention to connect? Do you believe in yourself? That's an important one. And then we can believe in ourselves as a group. I believe that too. So I hope that that's making sense. I've only got a few more minutes. I want everyone to know that I appreciate each and every one of you that have showed up today. We had a lot that I wanted to go over. It's super important. And so over in the next month, you know, I may not be here every week. I plan to be, but on the unexpected, just so you know, if you want to know when the next live shows are, I send them out in the weekly newsletter. You can sign up for that on my website if you'd like. I am still working on putting a lot of information into the Learning Center. I basically am rebuilding the Learning Center to update it and bring current information that would be more helpful to you. It's been a big undertaking and task and some delays, but we're working on that. So I want you to know that that's there, and we will put that out. I put out one newsletter a week. I don't like to send one every day and drive you crazy like that. I don't really like that either. So what I do is I put whatever I got going on in the one newsletter a week, and it comes out on Wednesday afternoons. That's it. It'll all be in the same newsletter. I don't put out all these different ones. Just don't like to do that to you, and I don't like it done to me. But that's the way I roll. That way you've got all the information in one. And if there's a show or not a show, if you don't get one at all on a Wednesday, that just means we didn't have anything going on that week. Just to keep it simple and clear. We don't need it to be complicated, do we? I think we need less complication. We also have, let's see, I've got a couple more minutes. Let's see. Robin is also saying the angels took her to visit her mom who passed in 2017. She's in another life and another system and happy. That's awesome. Guys, I love hearing that. You know, I don't know about you, but when you do get those connections with people that have crossed over, there's just such a healing for everyone involved with that. It brings such a peace and a comfort to know that they're good, they're happy, and they want you to be happy too. I do want to remind you of that because you may feel more of that connection around the Halloween time. If you feel the energies of the moons like that, you may absolutely feel all those different things. So, and it's honoring and respecting what part they played in the whole humanity and consciousness and everything that we have as a connection. The one thing that always brings peace to me, if you have people that you love on the other side, is nobody ever dies. That's truly a belief that I have. I don't think we would have such a specific connection the way we do if it wasn't. It's just some have a physical body like we do and some don't. But the soul never dies. The soul is the soul. It just keeps going and evolving and changing and moving through the different dimensions. And this is just one aspect that you take on a physical vehicle while you're here. So they don't actually die. They're just not in this dimension anymore. They're just not in the physical body anymore. And that, you know, when I was going through that and, you know, my parents had passed and I went, yeah, that's making more sense. Now I have a different relationship with them. I don't want them to stop growing and ascending and moving on and doing the things they do because they're just doing so well. And now I don't really hear from them all that often, but when they do come around, it's just a special honor and it's appreciated, but I don't want to keep them here. And I want them to grow and prosper as an individual soul too, because we're all part of the same collective, right? So guys, enjoy the energy coming in the next week or so. Remember, we have October 31st, we have the moon. And then in November, it really starts ramping up for us to move forward in a very positive way. So jump in and use that energy. It's good stuff. I absolutely recommend taking the time to go into that. And I will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.